suppose, Tom, of earlier, they split the six teams into two groups, you know, and the one other group went straight to the final, and second place in the group would have been in the semi-final. This year, we all play everybody once, and the top two goes into the final. So, look, it's a hectic... If you happen to get to the final, Tom, over the next seven weeks, you're out six of them, you know. So the games are coming thick and fast, and look, it's definitely more games, Tom, but it's going to be a big ask on the strength of your panel in depth when you pick up a few injuries, which will happen week on week. So, look, it's a busy schedule, Tom, but look, we've been looking forward to it now that getting out in the championship, and we're waiting for Manor now on Sunday.
And as you mentioned, it tests the strength of your panel, and I suppose that's something that has been you know, tested already this year in the league.
Yeah, I suppose the league, the same thing, Tom. You had 1 week break for the five matches, and it's a tough ask, Tom, from 1 week to the next. And if you've any wee knock at all, you're down, man. And personally, the league, we've lost. Maybe Jack only played a match and a half, you know, and Richie played two games, is all we got out of him, you know. And Declan picked up a few injuries. You know, Rory Campbell didn't feature in the league at all. So look, we've been down bodies over the league, Tom, and during the championship, few of them will be back, but we'll still be missing a couple of lads, you know.
That may be a blessing in disguise now that you had to go to your bench or to your squad for games, because they fared particularly well. You know, you won 5 out of 6 of your group games. I know you were disappointed to lose to Sligo in the semi-final, but other than Derry, you won all your other games.
Yeah, it was very satisfying. League Cup 4-1 to the 5 was a good return for us in that division, and we're happy to maintain our status there, you know. And it was nice to push in the top end of the table. We're probably disappointed a bit with the second half against Sligo, but look, that's well behind us now, Tom. It means nothing that and Derry's got promoted. So looking forward now, Tom, as you said, look, with injuries, we got a good look at it. Like, Brian McIntyre played the full league, first year involved with us. Conor Gertland had a full league with us. Young Flynn done very well. So, look, as you had a couple of injuries, we got through the match as well, and good results, and bedded on a couple of new players, which is very important.
Yeah. Anyway, just looking at the teams, for Manor, obviously, on Sunday, that's your opening game away. You have Armagh at home, Roscommon at home, Warwickshire away, and Tyrone away. With the exception of yourselves, with the exception of yourselves, obviously you were a 2B team. Warwickshire are going down to 3B. All the rest really are 3B teams.
Yeah, well, 3A probably, Tom. You have Fermanagh, one division 3B, so they're up to 3A this year, and then you have Tyrone, promoted to 2B next year. So, and I think Armagh and Roscommon isn't far behind them, Tom, if not level with them. So I feel it's a very competitive Nicky record, more so than the other year. Maybe you could have tagged the two teams that were going to make the final. But with the format this year, Tom, you've got to get results early and begin the last day undefeated, because anything can happen. And if Armagh just narrowly lost out to Tyrone in that league final last week, and Armagh just got over Roscommon by a point or two. So there's very little in them teams, Tom, and I feel, look, as it showed last year, Tyrone turned us over. So I think it's a very competitive Nicky record this year, and I can see any four or five teams getting to the final, you know, and to give Fermanagh all the respect, they're a decent tie too, Tom, and they've a lot of danger up front to me fast forwards, and look, if you're not on the money, they can punish you, you know. So we'll be leaving no stone unturned. Every game will be very important to us, and starting with this week, Fermanagh will give us a big test. They're a bit of momentum behind, Tom, their tails are up, and the first day out, they've everything to play for. And so we're expecting a tough test, Tom, and look, we have to have a good, solid performance to get through it, and they have home advantage. So we just know, Tom, that if we can bring what we did against Sligo maybe in the first half, which we've played a lot to get in the league, it could be enough. But if we drop down to about the level we did in the second half, Tom, you're going to struggle with the likes of Fermanagh. So look, We've got to turn up and bring our A game, Tom, in all these matches, and make sure we're going to the last day undefeated. That's the target at the moment.
And tell me, you mentioned obviously the injuries to Richie Ryan and to Jack O'Loughlin. Have they recovered?
Yeah, well, Richie's back now doing a bit of training, Tom, and it was a hand injury, like, so probably a week or two too early this week now. He might be in the 26th, but he's only back getting the hurt in the hand this week. Jack now is fully trained since the Sligo game, and he's good to go. As Declan should be okay for Sunday too. He's trained this week. The only doubt now is that we've lost Bernard Lafferty there to a bad injury, maybe, Tom, and you mightn't see him in the Nicky record at all, depending, but he's tore a muscle in his leg, so it could be 4 or 5 week injury, and it's going to be tough for him to get back for game time. And he's a big loss for us, Tom.
He had a good league.
Yeah, and he's good, steady performance and does the simple things right. And look, he's a steady player that'll be on my team all day long, and he's going to be hard to replace. But you just have to move on when you get these injuries, Tom, and hopefully the man coming in can do a job for you.
I know sometimes since Donegal last played Fermanagh, I know disrespect to Fermanagh, but it's a game, you know, you have to win if you have to have aspirations of winning the Nicky record.
Exactly, Tom. We'll be hot favourites, and in recent times we haven't carried that tag well. We always play better as underdogs, but we'll put ourselves in position now where we're going to be favourites a lot. So we're going to have to carry that, Tom, and get the complacency out of the road and know the teams are hungry to beat us. I feel we're the target for everybody. As you say, we're the Division 2B team, so they're all of us earmarked as the team to beat. So Fermanagh will be no different, Tom, but you just go by Lisbalaw. The Lisbalaw plays an intermediate club every year where the Donegal champions come out and the Ulster junior club. So look, they've definitely good hurlers and well able to compete at the level we're at. So we just have to get our own house in order, Tom, a good solid performance, and hopefully that's enough.